Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we enter the church on Saturday night, I know we have some Ruthenians, so you did it Sunday morning, but a Saturday night, of course, the church began in darkness. And then as we came in, after we pounded on the door, we walked into a bright church with lighted candles. And we proclaimed that ancient canon composed and written by St. John of Damascus. And we sang those words, today is the day of the resurrection. For this Passover is the Passover of the Lord in the Christ. And that Christ made passage from death to life and from earth to heaven. And later on, in the homily given to us by St. John Chrysostom, we heard this great saint, a great father, say to us, let no one grieve over his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. The Russian Orthodox priest, probably one of the more famous ones of the 20th century, Alexander Schmemann, when he was reflecting on this very night and he was giving a homily, he cited those very words. And after he said, today is the day of the resurrection, for this is the Passover of the Lord, from death to life, from earth to heaven, no one's to grieve over their poverty because the universal kingdom has been revealed. He paused and he said, what more can we say? What more can we say? Nothing. Those words resound with joy, truth, reality. And yet when we hear those amazing, profound words, how many millions of people have never heard them once? Sadder is how many millions of more people hear those words and remain indifferent. Or they're cynical, they're skeptical, and some even become hostile. To give these cynics, to give these skeptics an answer, or to try to awaken the indifferent person, what proofs can we give? What arguments can we present? Father Schmemann says, nothing. The Lord himself prophesied in the Gospel of St. Luke, even if someone were to rise from the dead, they would not believe. At the end of the day, all human proof, all human knowledge, all human philosophy, all human wisdom is totally powerless and ineffectual when it comes to discussing or trying to tell someone about the reality of the resurrection. That was the conclusion of Father Schmemann. Then he began to recount on that Pascha night some 50 years ago about a priest who had converted before he became a priest, had become an atheist. He was a Russian. Not only to become an atheist, became a Marxist. Now, when he was a boy, in his younger years, he was reared in a devout family. His father, in fact, was a very humble priest. This man was Sergei Bulgakov. a great intellect of the 20th century in the Russian church, and for the Orthodox Church, but for us as well, those of us of the Eastern Church. Sergei became very acquainted with Marxism, became very acquainted with scientific realism of the 19th and 20th centuries. He knew the theories well. He understood the challenges facing Russia, the political upheavals, the economic injustices. And to him, faith offered no answer, or at best, an irresponsible answer. And therefore, in his college years or thereabouts, he rejected totally the Christian faith. And gradually, however, after exhausting all that human thought had to offer, everything that science has to offer, everything that Marxism had to offer, what happened? He began to see all those proofs and all those arguments slowly crumble and disintegrate. He was left with the same questions and didn't have any answers. Human thought failed to offer any satisfactory answer that led him down this road and to reject Christianity. Science, political thought, philosophy, capital, the economy, social justice, these cannot quench the deepest desires of the human soul. So found Sergei Bulgakov. Instead, he rediscovered the paschal light. He rediscovered the resurrection. Only this time, in his later years, it was not the faith of a child or a simpleton. He continued to remain a renowned intellectual, a renowned professor, a renowned philosopher. Only he came to realize the paucity of human proofs, human arguments and logic, and found true joy in what the human mind is incapable of proving. But don't take my words for it. In his own autobiography, he wrote these words. And it was while or after he experienced the Paschal night liturgy. Quote, "When the doors are opened," think about when we were right outside those doors. This is where Father Sergei was. "When those doors are opened and we enter the temple, shining with gleaming lights, during the singing of the exalted Paschal canon," the one by St. John Damascus, "our hearts are filled with abundant joy. For Christ is risen from the dead." Note these next words. At that moment, a paschal miracle happens in the heart, not the brain, in the core of one's being. And Father Sergei tells us why. "For behold, Christ's resurrection, we look at it, we see it, and we approach the risen Lord, the bridegroom coming from the grave. We then lose our awareness of the surroundings, and we seem to be brought outside of ourselves, and in silence of arrested time, our soul is smitten solely with the ineffable light of the resurrection." Wow. In silence. Silence is mystery. There was no noise that first day when God said, "Let there be light." In mystery, light came out. and in the new creation again, in silence, the new mystery came forth. Not through human thinking, not through a bunch of noise of talking, but in silence, the light is revealed to us. And Father Sergi continues, the language of our world has no words to express the revelation of Paschal night. No words. What's that night? It's just perfect joy. Perfect joy. It's eternal. It's consisting. And it's consisted of what? Being led by God and to communion with God. It is joy in the Holy Spirit. And that's why when the women at the end of Matthew's gospel sees the risen Lord, the one word he speaks to them is rejoice. That's the word. Rejoice in the heart. Not words of the child. These are not words of blind faith. These are not words of a simpleton. This is a man who did not dismiss any question, nor overlook any proof. This is a man who came to the reality of the resurrection after all the questions had been asked and all the proofs failed. There's nothing to prove this week. Ours is to do one, to receive the light. Let that light into every dark place in our heart. Darkness cannot overpower the light. Darkness cannot stop the light. That's the power of the resurrection. Should we open our hearts to it? And not to be afraid to do exactly what the women and the first apostles and disciples did. When they encountered joy, nothing could stop them from wanting to go and tell every person, he is alive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.